Hanukkah message. We find two seemingly contradictory points regarding Hanukkah. A, our rabbis state that the name Hanukkah derives from the word chinuch. Notice in the here you can see the word Hanukkah and chinuch have almost the same exact letters. One means Hanukkah, the holiday, and one means education. The term also has the meaning of dedication or inauguration, as in the terms Chanukas HaMizbeach and Chanukas Beis HaMikdash. Whenever we talk about the dedication, which means to celebrate the start of the use of the altar or the use of the Beis HaMikdash, we call it the dedication. Otherwise, we use the word Chanukas. So here we have three terms that are interchangeable: Chanukah, education, and dedication. In other words, dedication of a space, opening up a new space, inaugurating a new space. Chanukah marked a beginning. The Chashmonaim reinitiated the service of Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, dedicated the Beis HaMikdash as a whole, the altar, and the menorah in particular. So simply stated, you know why Chanukah is what's called Chanukah? The most simple reason is because that was the time that the Kohanim, the priests of the Chashmonaim family of the Kohanim, rededicated. They celebrated again the restart of the use of the altar and the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So they called it, let's be mechanech, let's dedicate, let's inaugurate, let's celebrate this moment. Called Chanukas, they call it Chanukah. That's one idea about Chanukah. B, the Chanukah miracle began with the discovery of a cruse of pure oil, sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol. True, according to law, it was permissible to kindle the menorah even with impure oil because the restrictions against ritual impurity are superseded or lifted entirely in the case of communal offering. Nevertheless, to demonstrate, however, how dear the Jewish people are to him, God wrought a miracle that would enable the Jews not only to fulfill the mitzvah according to its minimal requirements, but to do so with the utmost hiddur, beautifully and meticulously, without any leniencies, even leniencies that are valid according to Torah law. We can see a clear lesson from this, that when speaking about a holy matter, at the very beginning, at dedication, or in an individual sense, at the first step of a child's education, everything must be done in the most perfect and beautiful manner. So here's the thing. Most people think about life, when you're just starting, you don't need to do it in the most best way. Just get it done. And with time, you'll get better and better until you're going to increase and do it in the best way. I'll give you a small example to this. Chabad rabbis around the world are very careful to get the best matzah for Pesach for themselves, for their own family. But it's very, very expensive. So when they're giving to somebody matzah who doesn't celebrate Pesach, they feel, okay, you know what, maybe I'll give you the cheapest matzah. And the Rebbe would always encourage that Chabad rabbis should give the best matzah to their people as well. Same thing with everything. Levanes, whatever it is. Don't like, okay, you know, it's okay, whatever. No. The point is that the same highest, what's called hiddur, the most beautiful way of doing a mitzvah, do it not only when you're advanced, do it also when you're in the beginning stages. How do we see it? In this week's, in the story of Hanukkah. Why? Because Hanukkah on one hand, is the idea of dedication, start of education of a child, start of a use of a Beis HaMikdash. On the other hand, look at this incredible miracle. No one notices. The story of Hanukkah is pure love for Hashem, for Hiddur Mitzvah. It doesn't make sense. There was no need for the story of Hanukkah. Why? Because the halacha that says, Tuma Hutra Betzibur, which means only a private person can't go to the Beis HaMikdash if he's impure. But if everybody's impure, it's okay. So there was no problem legally, in Jewish legal law, to light the menorah with impure oil, because everybody was impure. Hashem did the miracle just because we, the Jewish people, insisted, beyond logic, to not use what's permissible, all this, enough of a jar of oils, but they were just not pure. We went to great lengths to look for one jar of oil, and we found one that was not impure. And that we use, and Hashem in return gave us a miracle of 8 days to let that oil stay for 8 days, just for hiddur mitzvah. There was no need for anything. So the Rebbe says, one second, is Chanukah the start, or is it the celebrating the hiddur? Is the Rebbe both? You know why? Because the lesson on one sentence in one sentence of Chanukah is that even when it starts chinuch, the beginning, the first steps of educating, do it in the most beautiful, optimal, hidrodika way possible. That's why we have these two contradictory ideas, both in Chanukah. How do we educate a child? How do we educate ourselves? How do we educate someone else? How do you start, when it comes to Yiddishkeit, the first step, give somebody the best way to do it, the most hidden, the most beautiful way to do it. Don't give him like the, you know, okay, it's okay. No, the best kashrus and the best tefillin and the best, you know, the most beautiful way of doing it. I'll tell you for myself, we give candles on Chanukah to people from Menorah. But whenever I can, even to a beginner, I give the oils. And the reaction almost every time is, they're so touched. Why? Because they said, wow, this is the real deal. And they're so touched by the small thing. But I said you could do candles. I said, okay. But oil is the best way to do it. So I'd like to give it to you. And they become so touched by it. The small baby steps should be done in the best way. You're educating a little child. Do it in the most, best way of, best Jewish way possible.